Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where building a business isn't rocket science. It's practical insights and strategies that we share every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's lesson, you will learn how to organize the random ideas that pop in your head and how to implement them. As entrepreneurs, great ideas come to us all the time. Ideas for new products, ideas how to improve our existing products and services, ideas for collaboration. You're in a conference or an event or a dinner and you think, wow, that's a great idea. What do you do with all these ideas? How do you organize them? Where do you put them? How do you make sure you implement them? This is something not a lot of people talk about, but it's so common with everybody who builds a business. So I want to share with you my system of organizing all these ideas that pop in my head and how I make sure that they get implemented. How do I organize them so they're actually in an action plan? I'm going to walk you through it step by step. So let's get into it, guys. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. If you're looking for an all-in-one website solution, HostGator is the way to go. They can help you with domain services, your web hosting, securing your SSL, and best of all, they do it all without breaking the bank. They're giving every listener of the $100 MBA Show 25% off web hosting. Just use promo code OMARHOOKUP at HostGator.com. Again, that's HostGator.com, promo code OMARHOOKUP. So we got a ton of ideas that come to us every single day. What do we do with these ideas? Do we just keep them in our head? Hopefully we'll remember them. Do we jot them down on a piece of paper? How do we organize these ideas? And what do we do once we've written them down? Once we have those ideas down somewhere, what do we do with them? How do we make sure that they get implemented? That's what today's lesson is all about. So let's get started. I use a tool that's really useful when it comes to this. It is a very simple app. It's called Evernote. I'm sure some of you already have heard of it. But the reason why I love Evernote is that it's everywhere. And what I mean by everywhere is that it's on my computer. It's on my desktop. It's on my laptop. It's on my iPad. And it's on my phone. So this app is synced with all my devices. So wherever I am, I can open up my Evernote and put in a note. Choosing the right app for this strategy or for this idea is so important because you need to have something that you can access anytime, anywhere. And Evernote is great for that because you can access it with any device. So even if I'm out on a dinner and a friend of mine recommends a book that I should read, I can open up my Evernote in a couple taps and write down the book. Now, I can't just dump ideas and write things down in my Evernote with no organization. So with Evernote, you can add new notes. And each note, you can create lists. You can even create to-do lists. So what I do is I create a few lists. The first list I create is called a brain dump. And this is just unorganized notes. This is just random thoughts, ideas, book recommendations, anything that comes to my head or I'm told that I should remember, I write it down right in there. Now I use this only for business, but you may want to create a separate Evernote or a brain dump note for other than business. But let's just keep it to business right now for the sake of this lesson. So in this note, this is where I just jot things down, like great idea for Webinar Ninja, and I write that idea, or need to read this book, Obstacles Away by Ryan Holiday, or reach out to John Corcoran to do a webinar together. So these are just ideas that come to my head, things I should do, things I thought of, improvements, product ideas. logo ideas, names, whatever comes to my mind, I just put it in the dump. I don't really worry about organizing them. But the most important part of actually putting the note or putting the idea in your brain dump note is being as specific as possible. There's nothing worse than writing a note and then reading it a few days later and saying, what is this? What does this mean? What is this idea? So write as much detail as you can right there so you can remind yourself when you do read it. It doesn't have to be super detailed, but it could be just one full sentence rather than just one word. So that's the only rule of the brain dump note. And I usually just use one line per idea, and I just list all throughout. So I use the to-do format for my brain dump ideas, because later on, I'm going to tick them off, and I'll tell you how I'm going to do that. All right, so step one, create a brain dump note. Put all the information, any ideas that you get in your head, right into the brain dump note. Make it a to-do list, and make sure you write enough descriptions so you can remember it later on. All right, step two is create another note. And now this note, or this page, is called Idea Implementation. Now, this page is going to be empty for the time being because you're not going to constantly be adding to this actual page. What you're going to do is you're going to have a dedicated time where you work on how you're going to implement those ideas. So you're going to set your calendar 30 minutes sometime during the week, once a week. So say, for example, 8 o'clock in the morning, Mondays, you're going to spend 30 minutes on your implementation. So what you're going to do is you're going to look at your brain dump ideas and see how you can implement those ideas. What's the actual action you have to do in order for you to see this actually happen? So for example, when I had the idea of collaborate with John Corcoran, I want to do a webinar with him. So what do I have to do to actually have that happen? I have to email John Corcoran with a proposal of doing a joint webinar or doing a webinar together to help his audience or help my audience. I also have to create the webinar and I have to promote the webinar. So I'm writing these things down. I'm writing down what I need to actually do to implement that idea. And I like to keep that on one line and again, make it a to-do list. Once I've written down the implementation, what I have to do in order for that idea to manifest, I can take it off my brain dump list. Now, if I go down the list of my ideas and I'm not really sure how I'm going to implement this or what I'm going to do, just keep it in the brain dump list. Don't tick it off. Just keep it there until it gets transferred to an actual implementation plan. So what you're doing here is you're giving your brain a rest. You're actually letting your brain just focus on one thing at a time. Just focus on creative ideas, and then you can focus on how to actually take each idea and implement it. And once you have an implementation plan, you're going to create a third note or third page, and I call this order of operation. And order of operation takes all the things that are on my implementation list. So it went from the brain dump list to the implementation list, and now I have a list of things that I'm going to implement and how to implement them, and I'm going to put them in order of completion. What is most important? Which one I'm going to do first, second, third, fourth? And I can do that in that 30 minutes where I set aside every week to do my implementation plan. So I just take those implementation points and I put them in the order I think I should do them in terms of priority, in terms of timeline, in terms of availability for John Corcoran, for example. And once I have that list compiled, that's my final actual real to-do list. Because I know exactly what I have to do in what order. Now, I love this system because a lot of people, they just go to the brain dump and they write down their ideas and they think that's the to-do list. That's a really half-baked to-do list because you don't know how you're going to actually do it. So you need to have these steps in order. And I love this system because it's on my Evernote. It's everywhere I go and I can always adjust it and I can always modify it according to what I'm doing. So now they're not just random ideas that pop in your head and then just disappear a few moments later. They're actual ideas with a plan of action, and you know exactly when you're going to do it and which order you're going to do these ideas. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, ProJob Network. If you're a small business owner, you can do 1,000 things to find a great new hire. Or you could do one. Post with ProJob Network. Just one click posts your ad to over 40 different job sites. It would probably take you forever to do that. And even then, you wouldn't get the preferred placement that you'll get from ProJob Network. In about a day, you'll have a list of qualified local candidates to choose from because ProJob Network will place your job in front of qualified candidates who've asked to hear about specific opportunities like yours. How great is that? You'll save time, you'll save money, and you'll find good people. Go ahead, try ProJob Network free for 1 week by visiting tryprojob.com/MBA. That's tryprojob.com/MBA. Post it, hire genius. Try it free at tryprojob.com/MBA. All right, guys, to wrap up today's lesson, what I want you to do is download Evernote. Evernote is absolutely free. The basic version is plenty. You can do a lot with the basic version. The premium version is even better. But you can get started for free and create 3 new notes. Have them all be a list note where you can tick them off. First note is a brain dump note. The second note is an implementation note. And the third note is the order of operation note. Just start with dumping all the ideas that come to you in your brain dump note and then move along the way. And make sure you schedule 30 minutes once a week to organize your ideas into implementation and then into order of operation. Remember, you can download Evernote on your phone or on your laptop and it syncs automatically. Evernote is not sponsoring today's episode. I've not been paid a dime for this. I just love their service and it's a great tool for what I'm trying to do with my ideas. All right, guys, I hope that helps, and I hope that you start organizing your ideas so you feel like you're utilizing them. If you love today's episode, let me know in an iTunes rating and review. Would love to hear from you. Just click on the cover art if you're on your iPhone and click the link that says give us a rating and review, or head on over to 100mba.net/show and check out how to give us a rating and review on the bottom of the page. Thank you in advance for all the love you guys give us on iTunes. It means so much to us. We read every single review. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. Creating good habits can really help you and your business. Getting into the habit of whenever you get a good idea and then you just put it into your Evernote and then you set the time to take those ideas and implement them or have an implementation plan for them, those habits can really, really propel your business to grow and improve. Don't get lazy about it. It takes 2 seconds to just fire up your phone and put down a note. And you could excuse yourself for the conversation. Guys, that was a great idea. I got to write it down. People will respect you because you're a doer. They'll respect you for actually taking the time to write it down so it doesn't just fly away in your head. So the more good habits you could build in your day, the better off your business will be. All right, guys, that's it for me today, but I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.